And first of all, I'd like to thank Aradhita and her mother and her grandmother, who took so much difficulty, it took so much time for them and so much efforts to come all the way, pick her up from the school, get her here in a lot of traffic jams. She's not actually well, she has fever, but still she performs so nicely. She's an 11 years old child who's also going abroad actually for her performances. So I was very keen that all of you get benefited by seeing her. So once again, we can clap for her. Thank you so much, Aradhita. So today's topic, developing heart-to-heart relationships. When I was asked by the Chetna organizers that you have to speak the next Chetna topic, every time it is a, you know, thinking for us that what will suit our young girls? What topic will attract them? So last time I had spoken on emotions. So this time I thought another topic which touches all girls, all female species is relationships. Because it is said in psychology, the female psychology or the girl psychology is they find their satisfaction in relationships. As men get their satisfaction getting things done, getting work done, a woman or a girl gets satisfaction in her relationships. When her relationships are disturbed, she is disturbed. Everyone actually, not only just girls, even boys. I was reading an article by a very famous athlete in the world, and he was telling he was been brought up in a very, very poor part of ghettos of New York, and it was his desire right from early childhood to somehow or other come out of these ghettos of New York and become very famous, very rich, have all the facilities which he could not afford in his childhood. And one fine day he got that. He is one of the most famous athletes in the world. He has all the money, all the cars, all the name, fame, whatever any one of us will desire. But now he has a different problem. He has anxiety. He is always anxious. Why? Because he has no friends. He cannot trust anybody. Why? Because he doesn't know why people want to have a relationship with him. Whether because of his name, fame, money, or they actually love him. When Mother Teresa, she was asked, all of you know Mother Teresa, was a Nobel Prize winner. When she was asked that, who are the hungriest people in the world? And she said, she replied very nicely. She said, in this world, the hunger of belly is not so much as there is hunger of heart. Hunger of belly can be filled by giving food. But so many people are hungry because their hearts are not full. She said, I travel all around the world, and even in the richest countries, richest people are, their hearts are hungriest. So what do we understand from this? That actually what gives fulfillment to the heart, what gives satisfaction to the heart is relationships. They are the relationships are the deepest need of our heart. And without relationship, hearts are empty. You may have your birthday party. Recently somebody was telling me, in US there is a boy who was a dropout from the school. And he was very, very misbehaving in his school. So no children would talk to him. And his parents were both doctors, very rich US citizens. So they organized a very big party for him, for his 10th birthday. And mother and father had really worked very hard. They had a big mansion and they had organized in the garden and lot of catering and lot of games for the children. And the party was supposed to start at 5 o'clock. And they are waiting till 9 o'clock. Not a single friend turned up. Because nobody liked that boy. And that was the most disappointing thing for that child. Now that same child, who has just passed 10th standard, but he's a managing director of one of the biggest companies in US. Because he's a very intelligent person. He couldn't fit in the school, but in US you can get your ways through other things. And he's very intelligent. So he's a managing very big computer company. But he always remembers this incident. That is his birthday party, nobody came. Imagine if we have so much money and everything is organized and no friends come. How do you feel? completely empty in your heart. At the same time, somebody, we see that Indians, some of the poorest Indians, you see on the railway platforms, those children who have no clothes, nothing, and all 4 or 5 of them with their mother sitting and eating some biscuit or somebody has given, but they have satisfaction. Why? Because there is, they have in their small world relationships. And when there are no relationships, people take shelter of many different things. Sometimes they take shelter of mobiles, sometimes computer, internet, films, to fill up that emptiness. Sometimes people try to take shelter of intoxication, smoking, alcohol, drugs. Or sometimes they try to develop that relationship with other than human beings, cats, dogs. I know one person who developed a relationship with a snake. Until the time he got married and his wife insists that either the snake or me, the snake was still in his house. So people, to feel their heart emptiness, they will develop relationship with different things. So real pleasure in our life comes through relationships. And when the relationships are frustrated, our life is frustrated. When your friends stop talking to you, or something, other relationships get broken, what happens? Everything in the world becomes zero. You think everything you have, if you see materially, your body is healthy, you have nice parents, nice house, but one boyfriend rejected you and everything is zero for you. It met as if the whole world has come to an end. Yes? See, so many of them are saying come to an end, as if everybody has experience. So why? Because all of us have a propensity to love and to be loved. Each one of us like to love and like to be loved. And if we cannot fulfill that need of being loved, life becomes very dry. And we actually, when we go in any relationship, we invest so much of our emotions. We invest our heart into it. It's actually a very vulnerable condition. When you put your heart into something, and if that relationship breaks, then what happens? Your heart breaks. And people actually undergo depression, sometimes some mental illnesses, to the extent people commit suicide. But if the relationship is not very deep, then you forget in few days. One more friend. Or nowadays, one more boyfriend. So even sometimes, or sometimes also it happens that it's not that the relationship breaks because there is a problem, but sometimes the other person suffers from some disease, chronic disease, and dies. So at that time also, the heart is left with emptiness for years. I know so many people, when their partners die, their only desire is to find out where my partner has gone. Can you make connection with my partner? I know one of my very close family members. He was very keen that when his wife died, that can you find out some ways that my wife, I can speak to my wife, which is impossible. But still, because that relationship, you have invested your so much time, energy and your heart, it becomes very difficult to forget the person. Most of the songs you see in the world, if there is one love song, there are 20 songs of broken heart. One love, you know, two people are united, then the 20 songs are for broken heart. Not only in India, everywhere. So, why this is the condition? Because all of us are trying to experience the deep need of the heart of being loved or to love. Now, I will go in this detail after some time. But let me tell you, can you tell me some reasons why there are problems in relationships? Can you think of some things? Misunderstanding. Very good. What else? Ego. Yes. Expectations. Very nice. Wow. All of you should come and sit here and give lectures. You are speaking all my points. What else? Or maybe I am like you still. What else? Very good. All three answers are correct. All three are on my mind. The first thing is ego. That based on false ego. Because till the time the other person is satisfying your need, you have a particular need from that person, and if that person is satisfying that need, then you are very happy. The relationship continues. But as soon as that need, which is material and temporary, gets over, what happens? The relationship terminates. Then expectations, unrealistic expectations. It is natural to have some expectations from any relationship. It is not unnatural. But when we have unrealistic expectations, too much expectations, this person should behave exactly the way I want. That's what most of us want, right? If we think that 1 plus 1 equal to 2 and it should happen like this, then the other person also should think exactly like that. But each one has different mind, different intelligence, and everybody has different variety. So sometimes their expectations or their things, what they are doing, doesn't match with your expectation. And what happens? When your expectations are not met, you want to terminate the relationship. Or misunderstandings. Everybody undergoes this problem of misunderstanding, where you think people are not understanding what you are going through. Every time everybody feels that I am the one who is misunderstood. Right? Do you ever feel that you are misunderstanding somebody else? You always feel, poor me, you know. I am always misunderstood, right? There was a very nice story. There was once on a Sunday morning, father was trying to clean his new car. And his son also joined him. A young, small, 5-year-old son. And the son also had something, some wire in his hand. And the father was trying to do something. And suddenly, the father saw that son was scratching with that wire. You know, he was making some scratch marks on the car. And father had a hammer in his hand. He got so angry, he smashed his hand on the hammer on his hand. And child had to be immediately hospitalized. All his 4 fingers were broken. And the child was asking father, will my these fingers grow back? And the father came back home, he was crying, he was repenting. And he came out of his car, and when he closed the door, he saw what the child had done. Child had with the wire written on the door, I love you, Papa. And that father felt so much pain that he said, how I misunderstood my child. So misunderstanding can happen. I have taken the 4 categories. The first way is because of bodily relationships. And the bodily relationships are very transient. And Srila Prabhupada says with slight provocation also, it can terminate. For example, we know that the famous example of Krishna's mother, Devaki. Devaki was just married. For all girls, marriage is the best event of the life. And she was marrying to a person whom she liked, whom she loved, Vasudev. She was very happy. Her father had given her lots of dowry. And her brother was so happy. Kansa said immediately that I will come personally and drop you to your in-laws' house. And he had taken the chariot and he was taking Vasudev and Devaki together on the chariot. And suddenly there was a noise in the sky that, you foolish Kansa, you don't know this. The 8th child of this Devaki will be the cause of your death. Now here is a brother who loved the sister so much that he wanted, even though he was a king, he was a prince, he wanted to drop her to her in-laws. I was personally becoming the driver, chariot driver. And as soon as he heard this, immediately threw the reins of the horses and caught hold of Devaki's hair, and he wanted to cut off her head. Na bajayega baans, na bajegi baansuri. Devaki nahi rahegi to, from where the 8th son will come. So immediate termination of the relationship. Also we know in case of Ramayana, Kaikeyi loved Lord Ramchandra. It is not that Kaikeyi did not like Ram. Kaikeyi liked Ram as much as she loved Bharat. But as soon as she was provoked by Manthara, she was ready, not only ready to, that he should not become the king, but what she wanted, that he should be banished for 14 years. Because it is said when somebody is for 14 years out of the sight, out of the mind. Because Ayodhya people, they really loved Lord Ramchandra. So she knew if Lord Ramchandra is here, any minute they will create some problem and Bharat would be taken out and he would become the king. But here she wanted to banish him for 14 years. So bodily relationships, because of this, when you attach to bodily relationship, then sometimes a misunderstanding can cause such problems that there is immediate next moment you are ready to actually kill or give up that person. The misunderstandings can happen because of perception. All of us have imperfect senses. We can see the sun. What is the size of the sun we see? As big as a plate. But what is the actual size of the sun? Few hundred. Bigger than the planet Earth. Very good. So what is the problem? Problem is with the sun or with our eyes? Eyes. So we have imperfect senses. And with imperfect senses, we can have imperfect perceptions also. But perceptions can become reality for us. I told you this story, I think, before also. There was a taxi driver who had just started driving the taxi. It was the first day. Before that, he was used to take the funeral van where the dead bodies are taken. So when he was driving, the first day of taxi, one person came and stopped him and he said, "Where do you want to go?" Saying this particular place. And the passenger was sitting behind. At one point where the passenger wanted to get down, he just, you know, from behind, he just, on the shoulder of the driver, he just patted. And the driver went, he didn't know which way to go and he actually made an accident. And then the passenger was shocked, you know, saying, "What did I do, you know? I just patted on your back." Saying, "Till yesterday, I was driving a funeral van. So nobody would pat me from behind. Because only the dead bodies would be behind. So today suddenly somebody patted me, so I was feeling, what happened?" So perception becomes reality for us. And we have so many examples. We have example, you all know famous war of Kurukshetra, right? Just before the war of Kurukshetra was about to start, Yudhishthir, when both the parties, armies are on both the sides, suddenly Yudhishthir got down off his chariot and started walking towards the Kaurava's side. And you know, Bhim got so agitated that, as usual, again my brother Yudhishthir, you know, he has changed his mind. Now he is not going to fight and he is going to give up this war. And Arjun started thinking what happened. And Duryodhan was smiling. Oh, maybe again Yudhishthir is feeling his devotee nature and he wants to surrender. So everybody started thinking different things. But why Yudhishthir was going? Yudhishthir walked straight to Bhishma and Drona and he took his blessings. And then Bhishma and Drona said, "Vijaya Bhava. If you don't have taken this blessing, I would have destroyed all the Pandavas." So sometimes misunderstanding happens because of false perception. Everybody started thinking in different ways. Also, we have example of, sometimes it happens with young boys and girls. Sometimes the girls are walking, smiling with their friends and thinking something else. And boys get wrong type of signals. So perception, false perception. They think actually this person is interested. It can happen vice versa also. Sometimes the girls can also feel that boys are interested in me. These are false perceptions. Also we know that when Jai Vijay are the gatekeepers at Vaikuntha. Well, Lord Narayan, how we stay on the planet Earth, Lord Narayan stays on the planet Vaikuntha. And planet Vaikuntha has two gatekeepers, Jai Vijay. And once the four Kumaras, small boys who don't wear clothes, they are very great saints. And they always remain at the age of 4 years. Why? Because they don't want to grow up and get entangled into material world. So when they came and they said, "We want to have darshan of Lord Narayan," Jai Vijay thought, "Who are these small children, you know, they will disturb Lord Narayan." So he did not allow them to go in. And what happened? Those four small boys were very powerful. And they gave curse to Jai Vijay. That better you go down now. You have no qualification to stay up on Vaikuntha. So you go down and you become demons. And that's how Jai Vijay, who were gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and Shishupal and Dantavakra. So this is misunderstanding because of perception. Then misunderstanding caused by different situations. We know that when Duryodhan was invited to the new palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj, Yudhishthir had a big opening. He had a Rajasuya Yagya and his palace was made by Maidana. So what happens in different situations, our different conditioning comes out. And normally everybody is very good. In front of others, everybody will be very nice. But if some situation is, you are put into a particular situation, your natural conditioning comes out. So Duryodhan's natural conditioning was what? Envy. So as soon as you were seeing everything, what was happening in his heart? Envy was coming out. And the Maidanav had made such a palace that where it would look like water, it was floor. And where it would look like floor, it would be water. So, and then he actually, we all know the story that how he fell, he thinking that it is a floor, but it was water. And then everybody started laughing, including Draupadi, and he decided that somehow or other, he is also going to take revenge of this insult. And also we have heard this story in the childhood of a Brahmana couple who had a very small boy, and the Brahmana was very merciful to one mongoose, and the wife never liked that mongoose. But somehow or other the Brahmana was very caring and that mongoose was very friendly. He would always help them. So one day the wife had gone to fetch water from the river, and suddenly the neighboring village people, they came and asked the Brahmana, can you come and perform some rites? So the small child was in the cradle. So Brahmana thought, I will just come back in some time. And Brahmana left to perform the rites, and the wife had gone to get water. So when she came back, she saw some blood on the way. And then she saw mongoose. And mongoose was, his mouth and his body was full of blood. So immediately what did she think? This mongoose has killed my child. So she took one big stone and threw on the mongoose and killed the mongoose. But when she entered the house, she saw near the cradle there was a big snake which was killed by this mongoose to protect her child. So sometimes there is misunderstanding because of different situations. Even when Lord Ramchandra, when he saw Jatayu, when he was in search for Sita, he saw Jatayu whose wings were cut and there was blood. So first he thought that Jatayu actually has killed Sita. But later on when Jatayu started speaking, he was chanting the name of Lord Ram, Ram realized that this is actually not my enemy, but this is my devotee. So sometimes there are misunderstandings caused by different situations. Another reason of misunderstanding is one-way communication or lack of communications. What is communication? We express our feelings, our thoughts, everything to another person. It can be verbal or non-verbal. Sometimes we speak, or sometimes it is our facial expressions or our gestures, they show our feelings, convey our, communicate. And sometimes when we don't speak, or we speak the words which we are not supposed to speak, there are misunderstandings. I was reading a joke that there was a husband and wife who had fought with each other. And the next day husband had to catch a flight. So, but he was so angry with his wife that he was not talking to his wife. So he wrote a chit. Please wake me up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. And next day morning when he got up, it was 7 a.m. He had missed his flight. So he got so angry with his wife, you know. You didn't wake me up. And she just pointed at the table. There was another cheat. Please get up, it is 5 a.m. No communication. So sometimes we try to either no communications or communication which is very, very harsh. It is said that speech can break the heart or join the heart. So misunderstanding can be caused by communication, and then it has effect on the relationships. Also misunderstanding can be caused, also the relationships can be frustrated or broken because of, there is a tinge of envy. When you become very close to each other, there are some times you become envious of the other person. You cannot take when that person is becoming famous or getting something more than you. If some outsider has something more than you, you don't mind. But somebody very, very close to you start getting thing better than you, then there is envy. And that envy can destroy our relationship. We know in the case of Maharaj Chitraketu. Chitraketu had many wives, but no children. And finally, by the mercy of Angira Muni, one wife, Kritadyuti, she got a child. And Chitraketu Maharaj started spending a lot of time with Kritadyuti. So all the other queens, none of them had a child, and king definitely needed a prince to be the next king. But still here they became envious and they poisoned the child. So they killed their own child. Actually it is the child of all of them, but they killed. So relationship, and when there is envy, then relationship is destroyed. Also greed. Sometimes we have relationship with somebody because that person has money. That person satisfies our material needs. And as soon as those things which he is giving you materially is taken away from him, relationship ends. So many times it happens, especially with rich people. And that's why rich people actually, they are the lonely people. They don't have friends. We know so many rich people and they say, we have no friends. Because we know all people want to have relationship with us because they have expectation. That because we are rich, they will get something. And that's why they can never trust anybody. Now, let us understand few points that if we want to have good relationship, how can we have good relationship? I will say, if you have some expectation from somebody, then what should you do first? You behave in exactly the same manner, right? If you expect your friend or people whom you are in relationship with, your mother, father, sister, brother, or a teacher, any different types of relationships, you expect certain type of behavior. For that, what you have to do? You have to behave in that way, particular way. Rupa Goswami says, there are 6 types of loving exchanges by which you can have good relationship. Dadati pratigrinati guhyam akhyati prichati. You can, if you want to have good relationship and loving exchanges, you call somebody for prasad. Prasad means to take food, or you go to somebody's house for taking food or prasad, or you give gift to somebody or accept gift. You reveal your mind in confidence and you hear the mind in confidence. And these are the 6 ways we can have develop our relationship. Then there are other principles, like in any relationship, when anybody does something good to you, you appreciate that. How do you appreciate? How do you appreciate? By saying thank you, openly thank you, or by saying a card. And appreciate always in public. Sometimes to our mother, how many of you appreciate your mothers openly? And nowadays there is a Mother's Day. But how many of you have told actually your mother or father or your brother or sister, thank you? Have you told? Yes? Yes? You must do that. Appreciate. Because when you appreciate, it brings out good in others. And when somebody appreciates you, oh, you are so nice, you help me so much, then next time immediately you feel like doing it more. So even in a relationship, when you appreciate, it brings more closeness. And also, when you always appreciate, it is building up the emotional bank balance. There is something called as emotional bank account. If I deposit every time, if 10 times I appreciate you, oh, you are so good in this, you are so nice, then when I need to withdraw, sometimes if I have to correct you or I have to tell you something which you don't like, and then after saying 10 times good things, so if I tell one time something, then you will be able to digest it. So appreciation is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada always appreciated all his disciples and grand disciples. I'm sure even now he is appreciating that all of you who could have done anything in the world, going for a movie, going to a beach, but still you decided to come here and here. Something about relationships. Then encouragement. In a relationship, when you encourage the others by saying some good things to them, as Krishna encouraged Arjun. Arjun did not want to fight. Arjun said, I don't want to fight now. I am so depressed. I don't want to do anything. But Krishna encouraged, and what was the encouraging word? The entire Bhagavad Gita. Entire Bhagavad Gita is an encouraging word. It was a seminar given to Arjun directly on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Then another thing is, to have good relationship is to maintain high level of integrity. What is integrity? Walking your talk. To keep your promises. We have famous example of Vasudev, Devaki's husband. As we discussed that past time before, that how Kans was ready to kill Devaki, but what Vasudev planned? That Vasudev said, okay, temporarily I will stop this situation by telling Kansa that each and every child which will be born, I will come and give it to you. You do whatever you want with the child. And Vasudev actually followed his words. And that's why Kansa believed Vasudev. Kansa 100% believed Vasudev. That Vasudev, if he says something, it will be true. We have one of very senior devotees in our temple, Krishna Chandra Prabhu. And we know for sure that any devotee who tells him anything, asks for anything, it may be a mridanga or a book or a CD. He's a very big industrialist. Actually, he's Mr. Mafatlal. But even any small devotee like us asks him, Prabhuji, can you please get that CD? He will write down in his diary. On a Sunday, when he goes back, his diary, his paper has many small, small sentences. Oh, I have to get this for this devotee, this for that devotee. And make sure, he will make sure that next time he meets you, he gives you that thing. In his house, his bathroom is as big as maybe this place, half of this place. And there's a big mirror. On that big mirror, you get small, small cheats. I have to do this for this devotee, I have to get this for this devotee. What does this mean? That he keeps his promises. Similarly, in any relationships, we must keep promises. If we promise something, then we must do it. That is integrity. Then loyalty. We must be loyal in our relationship, as Lakshman did. When Marich, it took a form of a golden deer, and it was a plan of Ravan to take away Sita. And when Marich was running away golden deer, Sita insisted that Ram should go and get that golden deer. And Ram was running after that golden deer. And at that time, suddenly Marich started shouting, Hey Ram, Hey Ram. And Lakshman immediately understood, this is not my Lord Ramchandra's voice. But Sita, she thought this is actually Ram's voice. So Sita started telling Lakshman, you please go and get Ram, help Ram. And Lakshman was telling, no, this is not Ram's voice. My duty is to protect you. Ram has told me to protect you, so I should protect you. And Sita insisted, no, you go and help Ram. And when he was not going, Sita actually started speaking very rudely to Lakshman. He said, I know why you are not going. You want your brother to die and then get married to me. And that was so painful to Lakshman. And because of that sentence, then he left. And when he came back, he saw Sita was kidnapped. So any one of us, what would have thought? See, maine bola tha na, nahi suna na mera. I told you, and you didn't listen to me. I knew this is going to happen. And he would have just left. What is the need of now going to search for Sita? But he was very loyal to Lord Ramchandra. He was the one who would always be with Lord Ram. He did not sleep for 14 years. Because every night he would be awake when Lord Ram and Sita would be sleeping. So loyalty is a very, very deep principle in any relationship. Even Sita, for that matter. She was so loyal to Lord Ram. Actually, this is not a topic of discussion because Sita is the consort of Lord Ramchandra, and there is no question in the mind of Sita to think about anybody else other than Ram. But why I want to take this point today? Because in the modern world, there is no such things as chastity. Nowadays, girls, if they find somebody better than the other person, they forget the first person. But what is the power of the woman? You know what is the power of the woman? Power of the woman is her chastity. Chastity means you being loyal to one partner or your husband. When a wife is very loyal or chaste to the husband, that gives us so much power that however bad or good the husband is, if a woman is chaste to the husband for the rest of her life, at the end of the life, she goes to heavenly planets. And if the husband is a devotee, she goes back to the spiritual world. I want to insist this point because in the modern world, extramarital affairs and so many premarital, postmarital, all types of affairs are going on. If we lose, especially Indian girls, Indian ladies, if we lose this quality of our chastity, we have actually no qualification actually to go to higher in the higher planets. We must understand that this quality of being chaste and loyal to our husbands, many of you are unmarried, so this may be for your future husbands, but you must develop this quality of loyalty to our husbands. We can have questions at the end. Also then love means to serve. When you say I love you, and just by saying I love you, nothing happens. And there was a psychologist, counselor, and one husband went to him and he said, whatever I tell my wife, she never believes. So the counselor insisted that you tell that you love your wife, at least you tell in front of me, you know. So he said, no, I love you, I love my wife, but I don't want to say that because I don't love her, you know. He said, at least you tell, but saying, no, I don't want to tell. He's saying, you tell. I said, okay, I love my wife. He's saying, just saying I love my wife doesn't work. When you love somebody, you actually want to do something for that person. When a mother loves a child, the mother is ready to be awake whole night, ready to cook, or for the big children like you, sitting next to you whole night, you are reading, she is somehow they're struggling to remain awake but wants to see that the child is studying nicely. Why? Because she loves you. She is ready to stand with a glass of milk or drink something, take some juice, eat this. Why? Because she loves you. Love means service. So any relationship, when there is love, love means service. Then another factor in relationship is trust. There has to be deep level of trust. Trust is actually a very, very big topic in itself. But I'm going to tell you a small story. The Alexander the Great, when he was on his way of conquering the world, at one point of time, he felt very sick. Very, very sick. And all these physicians, they refused to treat him. Because they are very, very scared. If some by mistake something wrong happens, then we will be killed. But Philip was one of Alexander's friend plus a physician. He decided to take a risk. No, I am ready to treat my king. Even if it doesn't work, but I have full faith that I want to give a try. So when Philip went with a portion of the medicine to the emperor, and when he gave the medicine to emperor, the Alexander the Great, he gave a letter to Philip. Somebody had just delivered a letter to Philip, and what was written in that letter? That Philip is trying to poison you through the medicine. He is trying to kill you. So Alexander gave the letter like this and drank the medicine. He gave the letter in the hand, and before even Philip could finish reading, he finished the medicine. So what does this show? Trust. That I trust my friend more than this letter. So sometimes it happens in any relationship that we must have deep trust with the person, because there are many other forces who are trying to break our relationship by causing distrust. So we must have trust. We must learn to forgive and forget in any relationship. To err is human. Sometimes people can make mistake. And if they can make mistake, instead of forgiving them, you keep holding those grudges in your heart. What is happening? You are burning your own heart. If you take the hot coal in your hand and you are waiting, now this person has told me this, I am going to, waiting for a chance to tell him in return. You are holding those hot coals in your hand, and you are waiting for a chance to throw at them. But what is happening? Your own hands are getting burnt. So when you are keeping these grudges in your heart, you are not able to forgive, what is happening? You are destroying your own heart. So we must learn to forgive. And we have the famous example of Draupadi. Draupadi, when her all five children were killed, and they were killed by Ashwatthama when they were sleeping. Finally, Arjuna and Bhim, they caught Ashwatthama, and when they got him, they wanted to kill him. But Draupadi thought that as a mother, what am I feeling? That I have, my five sons are lost. And Ashwatthama is the only son of Kripi. And if her son also will be killed, she will also undergo the same pain as I am undergoing. So she said, please forgive him. So forgiveness is also a very, very important aspect in any relationship. Then tolerance. Things which cannot be cured must be endured. Some things in our lives, they cannot change. All of you have experienced that. You all may want so many things, but things don't change the way you want. So what is the solution? Tolerate. One of our devotee asked our Guru Maharaj that, you know, sometimes I have to tolerate this one, my family members, my colleagues, what should I do, you know, how can I tolerate? And what was the answer of Radhanath Maharaj? You tolerate them as I am tolerating you. You always think that somebody else is tolerating us. Then we can always, it's easy for us to tolerate. And always, in any relationship, we should always try to see good in others. If we try to see good in others, we will always find good in others. If we try to see bad in others, then we will find only bad in others. It was told that once Yudhishthir was told that you find, you know, what is, you find, you know, something wrong in others. And he came back. He said, I could not find wrong in anybody. And Duryodhan was told that you find something good in others. And he came back and he said, besides me, nobody is good in this world. So if you always learn like this, that oh, I am the only person who is good and others are not good, then we will never be able to develop any relationships. So all these are some points which can help you in developing relationships. But what I want to talk today, my real topic, actually lecture starts now, that how do you develop heart-to-heart relationships? Heart-to-heart relationship can only develop if that relationship has no misunderstanding, right? None of these factors, where there is no greed, no envy, then no false ego. With whom we can have such heart-to-heart relationships? Can anyone tell me? With Krishna. Okay. Why with Krishna? Because he is also like that. Okay. So we must cultivate real relationship. Real love is always selfless love. It is not selfish love. And devotional service or bhakti teaches us relationship on the platform of that truth. And that gives us the highest fulfillment of our heart. Our nature, all of us know that our nature, we are soul, we are not the body. And what is the nature of the soul? Sat, Chit and Anand. Eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. And we want to love and want to be loved. And it is said in Bhagavad Gita that right in our own body, in our own heart, there is presence of Krishna. Krishna is present in each one of our hearts. And he is present as super soul. As if we are soul, then he is super soul. as there is Kola and there is Mahakola, like that soul and super soul. And he is the one who knows our smallest desire. He is the one who knows exactly what do we feel when somebody speaks bad to us or somebody is good to us. He knows what is best for us, and he is waiting that when we will look at him. And there is an example in Mundaka Upanishad that on one tree there are two birds sitting. One bird is busy eating different fruits. Sometimes the fruit is sweet, sometimes sour, sometimes bitter. But in the pursuit of, okay, one again I will get a sweet fruit, again I will get a sweet fruit, is busy eating the fruit. And what is the other bird doing? Other bird is just waiting and looking at this bird. That when this bird will look at me. So who are this bird? The bird who is eating different fruits is all of us. We are trying to get happiness by different activities. Maybe sometime movies, maybe sometime going out with friends, maybe sometime in relationships. Trying to find happiness in different things. We are busy. And who is the other bird? Paramatma sitting in our heart. Who is just waiting when this soul will look at me. So what I want to talk today is how to develop heart-to-heart relationship of soul to super soul. How you can actually develop the relationship with Paramatma in your heart. We know so many stories. Here you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu next to Radha Gopinath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Lord Krishna in Kali Yuga. And he had appeared 500 years ago in Bengal. And he had many, many devotees. One of his greatest disciples was Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami was staying in Vrindavan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri. So once Sanatan Goswami was coming to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. On his way, he was going to the forest and he happened to drink some dirty water. And because of that, he had boils all over his body. So when he was reaching Jagannath Puri, he started thinking, when my Lord will meet, he will embrace me. And all these boils are oozing. And this pus will touch the body of my Lord. So this body is useless. I don't want to do anything with this body. Very soon there is Rath Yatra. Actually very soon there is Rath Yatra in 4 days. And what I will do is, I will put myself below the wheels of the cart and I will commit suicide. And thinking like this, he reached Jagannath Puri, where he was sitting with Haridas Thakur. There was another great devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sanatan Goswami, what did he do? He embraced him. And Sanatan Goswami was trying to stop him, you know, that no, it's, you know, there is so much pus. And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell him? Sanatan Goswami, you are thinking your body is your property? No. Your body is my property and you have no right to commit suicide. And Sanatan Goswami was shocked that I had just thought in my mind, and how does the Lord know? So what does this show? That Lord knows each and every one of our desires. He's sitting within our heart. We are not as fortunate as Sanatan Goswami that he will be able to tell us. But we must have that faith that Lord knows each and every pain which we are going through. There is another story of Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was also another devotee, great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, every year Shivananda Sen would, with many devotees, would take yatra from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. So once when he was going with all the devotees, one dog started following him. And Shivananda Sen started liking this dog very much. So he had told his servants that please take care of this dog. In my absence also you should feed him nicely. So once he was paying some taxes on the way and he came very late in the evening. And he asked, where is my dog? The servants had forgotten to feed him. Said, have you fed my dog? He said, they forgot. Then where is he? And they tried to look for the dog but they could not find. And Shivananda Sen was very disappointed that they have, you know, where is my dog? I am so attached to him. And then next day they reach Jagannath Puri. And when they reach Jagannath Puri, what do they see? right next to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this dog is sitting, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating coconut. In Jagannath Puri, you get a lot of coconuts. Coconut pulp, he's eating and he's throwing in the mouth of the dog. It is direct Mahaprasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next day, means, and Shivananda Sen was so happy that Lord understood the desire in my heart. So why I am talking about this heart-to-heart connection? Because if we have this heart-to-heart connection with the Lord, then Lord can fulfill all the desires which we have, the spiritual desires. He knows what is best for you. And there are many stories which can tell us that how Krishna, who is sitting in our heart, he knows everything. There is another very nice pastime which Sanatan Goswami writes in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Brihat Bhagavatamrita is a very great scripture where it describes that how when a living entity perfects his life and goes back to Krishna. When we go back to Krishna in the spiritual world, what will happen? He describes that Krishna is walking with his friends on the bank of Jamuna, and suddenly one soul who is coming back from the material world to the spiritual world. And what does Krishna do? Krishna immediately embraces that soul and he tells him, "You left me long ago and you forgot me, but I have never forgotten you. Lifetime after lifetime, you tried to enjoy material world, but I was personally present in your heart and waiting that when you will look at me. You never looked at me. I was trying, waiting for you for years. We suffered together many diseases, broken hearts, storms together. Sometimes you enjoyed, but didn't you feel the separation every minute which I am feeling for you? And finally, you turned to me." Krishna is telling to this soul that finally you turned to me and I saw how difficult it was for you when you turned to me. People criticized you, persecuted you, ridiculed you. Sometimes you prayed and begged from the bottom of your heart, and I was always there to protect you. And now finally you have come back to me. Welcome home. So don't you want that type of relationship where Krishna is welcoming you? And if he is your beloved, then do you need any other relationship? No. You can have relationship with Krishna as a mother, as a friend, as a servant, as a lover. So you must learn to develop this heart-to-heart relationship. And Krishna tells that I am being separated from you for millions of lifetimes. And that's why I send my messengers to remind you, please come back to me. And who are these messengers? These messengers are the great saints and the gurus. A guru, a spiritual master, also knows exactly what you need to develop heart-to-heart relationship in the material world with spiritual master, with guru, is the most important thing. Why? Because you cannot see Krishna. Krishna can see you, but you cannot see Krishna. But you can actually see guru. You can ask him your questions. He can guide you. For me, today is the most important day of my life. Because 21 years back, on this very day, 10th July 1989, I met my spiritual master, Radhanath Maharaj, right in this temple behind. And that was a day of my heart-to-heart relationship with my spiritual master. Just a coincidence today, but I realized that this day is very, very special to me. And how the spiritual master actually also knows exactly what you need. I'll tell you two small stories. There was a boy who wanted to go for different yatras. At Radha Gopinath temple, we take different yatras to different holy places. So this person was in Miraj and he heard an announcement that there is yatra going to be in Vrindavan. And he was very keen. He was very poor. And somehow or other, he could never make it for yatra. So while on his way back, he was thinking that, I want to go to yatra, but I cannot go, but I don't have enough money. And then he saw a dream in the night that actually his spiritual master came, his guru came and told him that this is your yatra form and you go and give it to the yatra committee and tell them that you can come for yatra. And he was shocked because he was thinking maybe whole day kept thinking he wants to go for yatra, that's why he had a dream. And next day morning, he gets a call from the local leader who was preaching in that area that this year, your guru has decided that whatever money comes in the Vyas Puja, every year there is a Vyas Puja or Guru Puja, whatever money comes, he has decided to spend for all the devotees who cannot come for yatra because of financial reasons. And his yatra was sponsored. He's saying all the devotees who are in this era, yatra is sponsored by the spiritual master. There was another lady, was a Russian lady. I have met this lady. She is in Russia. She is a very, very highly professional lady. Her husband is one of the biggest comedian of Russia and she manages his business. And her husband is already initiated by one of the ISKCON sannyasis. So he was very keen that his wife also takes initiation. But for many years, she was not very, she did not know who is her spiritual master, who is her guru. And one day when she went to the Moscow temple, she heard somebody singing. And she felt within her heart, this is my guru. She did not know who is that person. And finally she saw it was His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And she did not speak to him. But in her heart she accepted him as the spiritual master. And she decided that I will take Diksha from him. Then her husband was insisting that they should go to Vrindavan. And many devotees, they don't go to Vrindavan because they feel that we should not go without the blessings of the spiritual master. But because her husband was insisting, he bought the tickets. She was ready, but all the while on the airport also she was thinking, she was telling her husband, I have not taken blessings from my spiritual master. How can I go to Vrindavan? How can I go to Vrindavan? Even by entering the flight, she was telling me, I was feeling, how can I go to Vrindavan? And this is an AeroSuite flight, which is Russian Airlines. And there is nothing you get in English also. All the magazines are also in Russian language. And she sits in the flight and she picks up the flight magazine. And suddenly, as soon as she opens, she saw the photograph of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And she was shocked. This photograph, there was an article which was written that, you know, worshipping, that how different people worship different demigods. And this was a photograph of Radhanath Maharaj worshipping Vrinda Devi. And then when she saw the picture, then her husband said, see, now your spiritual master is reciprocating with you. Because it is impossible in a Russian flight to get her spiritual master's photograph. Forget anybody, anything, you know. You don't get any flight magazines, you don't get spiritual pictures. So she felt that how the spiritual master can reciprocate with you. So if we want to develop the relationship with Krishna, we have to learn to develop the relationship with the spiritual master. And how do you develop the relationship? By following his instructions. What are the instructions of Guru Sadhu and Shastra? Associate with right kind of people. If you associate with those who want to love Krishna, you will also start loving Krishna. If you associate with those who want to love everything else except Krishna, then you also will become like that. You know the famous story of the Daku. Daku just heard in a lecture that Krishna is in Vrindavan and he is wearing lot of jewels. So he thought, this boy, I must go, he is roaming around in Vrindavan, I must go and steal the jewel. And he started thinking, Krishna, 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 he went to Vrindavan and he actually became a devotee. So even association with a devotee like this can make a Daku also a devotee, then what about us? We must associate with devotees. Then also we must read books. There was another story which our brahmacharis narrated. There were husband and wife were about to take divorce. They already put their papers. And the lady found one book of Srila Prabhupada on the railway station. And they were already separated. And the husband also found another book by another devotee. After 6 months when they met together, you know, in the court, that to sign some papers, the lady saw that the husband was having kanti mala in the neck. He said, "Are, I am also having kanti mala. What happened to you in 6 months?" And then he showed, you know, see, I am reading this book and I am following this ISKCON. So she was shocked. She said, "I am also wearing kanti mala. I am also following ISKCON." Both of them came back and they remained together. So Prabhupada's books united them. So must read Srila Prabhupada's books. Hearing, we should hear regularly about Krishna. How Rukmini, how she developed love for Krishna by constantly hearing about Krishna. So if we also, when we hear about some famous film star, we start liking him. No? even though we have not met him, but we have desire to meet him. So similarly, if instead of that you replace that relationship with Krishna, hear about Krishna and chanting. Chanting the holy name, you can directly have relationship with Krishna. It is said that how a child is connected to the mother through the umbilical cord. How a child is connected to the umbilical cord. Similarly, a soul is connected to Krishna, and who is the umbilical cord? Chanting. So when you are chanting the Maha Mantra, what is the Maha Mantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we develop through chanting, we can develop this heart-to-heart relationship with Krishna. And when we love Krishna, all our relationships, Krishna becomes the center, because we understand each and every person is also part and parcel of Krishna, is child of Krishna. So I must have good relationship with that person. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry I took little more time because we started little late.